We're in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 38 through 44, and I entitled my message this morning, Sustaining Faith. It's so important that we sustain our faith and keep our faith alive, because without that hope, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. Starting at 38 through 44, New Living Translation. Here are some other things that he taught, he being Jesus, at the time. Red Letter Edition. And I thank Phil for getting to put the scriptures up on the New Living Translation, although maybe some of the words would be a little different because there's different versions of the New Living Translation, but they're not that much different. Beware of these teachers of religious law, for they love the parade and flowing robes, and to have everyone bow to them as they walk in the marketplaces. And how they love seats of honor in the synagogues at the banquets. Verse 40, but they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property. And then to cover up the kind of people they really are, they make long prayers in publics. Because of this, their punishment will be greater. I'm going to just take a moment and focus a minute on they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property. Now, I have a commentary here that I want to share with you. Some types of cheating seem to attract particularly great measures of God's wrath. And Jesus had strong words for the religious leaders who acted pious, but were secretly cheating widows out of their property. The deceitfulness of these men made a mockery of the systems God had set up to care for the needy. It is better to confess sin and ask God to cleanse it than to try to cover it up with a pious cloak. God sees through the cover-up and hates that as much as the cheating of anything else that you're trying to do and saying one thing in public and doing another thing in private. Don't try to fool God. Make your actions at all times consistent with your word. It's hard to do, but it's important that we do that. Character is very important. And then continue on to 41 through the end of the chapter about the widow's offering. Jesus went over to the collection box in the temple and sat and watched as the crowds dropped their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in 2 pennies. He called his disciples over and he said, I assure you, this poor widow has given more than all the others have given. For they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she gave, poor as she is, everything she had. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.